I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet on April 27th in Panmunjom. However, Robert Kelly, political analyst on inter-Korean affairs and associate professor in political science at Pusan University, expressed doubt that something significant could be achieved by the end of the year.
I would be amazed if actually we're, you know, sprinting towards this goal. I'd be amazed if we're really looking at North Korean denuclearization by the end of the year or something like that.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is also willing to meet with Kim in the coming months. Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai returned Thursday to her native Pakistan nearly 6 years after she was shot by Islamist militants in a northwestern home district of Swat for advocating female education.
Today, I am very happy that after 5.5 years, I have set foot on my soil, my country.
Prime Minister Shahid Khan Abbasi welcomed her home and said that she has returned as the most prominent citizen in Pakistan. The daughter of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal, who with her father was poisoned with a nerve agent in Britain earlier this month, is no longer in a critical condition and is improving rapidly. That coming from the hospital treating both of them. Sergei Skripal is now being reported in critical but stable condition. The Skripals were found slumped on a bench in southern English city of Salisbury on March 4th. Russia has been alleged to have carried out the nerve agent attack, but denies any wrongdoing. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Philip Alexio reports the initial results of Egypt's presidential election show a landslide win for President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
Musa Mustafa Musa joined the contest at the last minute, sparing the government the embarrassment of a one-candidate race and made no effort to challenge el-Sisi. Provincial governors and other officials promised incentives and financial rewards and in some cases resorted to threats to get people to the polls. The National Elections Authority threatened fines of about $30 for anyone boycotting the election. Official results are expected on April 2nd. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The United Nations Human Rights Office called on authorities in Venezuela on Thursday to carry out a speedy investigation into a prison fire and to provide reparations to victims' families. Jason Albano has more on the fire.
Riots and a fire that erupted in the cells of a Venezuelan police station left a staggering 68 people dead on Wednesday. That's according to both official sources and witnesses. Family members desperate for information on the deadly chaos clashed with police outside the station.
No me han dicho nada.
They haven't told me anything. I want to know about my child. I don't have any information on him. I don't know anything. Look at how desperate we are.
The police have not spoken on the cause of the riot or the number of injuries, further escalating tension among families waiting outside.
That was reporter Jason Albano. Prominent human rights attorney Amal Clooney will be representing two Reuters journalists under arrest in Myanmar. Ryan Brooks has that story.
Walon and Cho So-woo are currently being held on charges of allegedly possessing secret government documents. Clooney, the wife of actor George Clooney, said in a statement the two reporters, quote, were being prosecuted simply because they reported the news. And it is clear beyond doubt that the two journalists are innocent and should be released immediately. A court in Yangon has been holding preliminary hearings since January. It's deciding whether the two will be charged under the Colonial-Era Official Secrets Act.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. Malaysia's central bank said Thursday it had foiled a cyber attack in which fraudulent messages to transfer funds were sent on the SWIFT transactions platform, the latest in a series of electronic heists at financial institutions around the world. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy will face trial over charges he misused his influence to secure leaked details of an inquiry into alleged irregularities in his 2007 election campaign. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, video stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry.